Hello, everybody. It's Doug Dyke. I am glad to be back for my 27th year as athletic director and, of course, also your voice of the Baltimore Area School District message system. But anyway, I am excited to get started here, hopefully very soon, and I want to get some important information out to you regarding the fall athletic season. First of all, if you need to reach out to me, if you don't already have me in your phone or computer, my cell phone number is 280-0250. You can call or text that number pretty much any time. I prefer not late night or early morning texts or phone calls, but if it's an emergency, you know, use your discretion. You can also email me at Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S dot Dyke, D-Y-K-E, at BEASD.net. I want to make sure that you know that you can go to two sites to keep updated on athletic information. One is our athletic website, which is beaathletics.org. That's one word, beaathletics, so two A's in a row, .org, or the Bald Eagle Area Athletics Facebook page. We are still on track to start August 10th with varsity football, and then August 17th with everything else. However, that is subject to change. They have offered us the ability to start a little bit later, and that will be discussed here at an upcoming meeting. I'm recording this on August 4th, just for a kind of reference of what's going on at this time. So if we do have any changes to anything, you would check those two sites, the athletics website and the Facebook page, and obviously I tried to get out a phone message, an email, and a text. Information will be on the athletics website under fall, then you click on the sport and then the level, so like boys varsity football, girls junior high soccer. Some sports have an A and a B team. I put the same information out on both of them at the junior high level. Those files under the sports will be schedules, which are daily schedule, and the game match schedules. Preseason bus schedule, we will have preseason buses from August 17 through the 21st. That's the first week, and then the following Monday. And then Tuesday, August 25th, we start school. We offer the late buses, as most of you know, that leave school each evening Monday through Thursday after school at 6. On Fridays, they leave at 5:45. Let me say that August 17th through the 21st, the buses will arrive at the school around 3 and leave at 8:30. If you don't know where to get on the bus or what time to meet the bus, the best thing to do is call the bus company. If you don't know how to get a hold of them or whatever, you know, reach out to me and I'll help you out the best I can. Also, under the files, there's an important info sheet that will have things like picture dates, senior nights, hopefully we'll be able to have, and other things. I think I have our contact information on there also. This year we have two trainers again, Dr. Devo, Scott DeVore's back, I think, for his 28th year. Ashley Struble is back for year two. She was hired full-time by Dreher. She was with us last year as a Lock Haven University grad student, but she's on full-time now. Two things regarding the trainers. We need to make sure that every student has their own water bottle. We will have water available, but we cannot provide the actual water bottles for the kids. Now, if someone forgets one or whatever, you know, we're not going to let somebody not have anything to drink. However, if the situation would arise for some reason that we didn't have something, we would be holding them out of practice or the game because we don't want to put anybody in danger. So make sure your kids have at least one water bottle, if not two or three, for practices and games. We are working on different ways to get them hands-free water up at the practice fields and at the stadium and for road trips. That's a work in progress. Team rules will be listed on the website. I want to make sure, as far as the code of conduct, too, for the school will be listed. You know, the two main ones I always highlight are that students need to be in at 9:45 each day if they're here in the building at the school. If they're not in attendance, if they're doing an outside, you know, the building educational plan, and, you know, we don't know the day of that they didn't do work, and they practice, they would be held out of another practice. So it's just something where we got it. This is different for all of us. So please be patient. I'm going to say that a couple times. So 9:45, you need to be in if you're here in the building taking classes. And also, they have to be passing at least 4 credits or the equivalent of 4 credits each week to be eligible. Another thing that will be listed on the website is the parent-coach communication brochure that tells you when it's appropriate and what's appropriate to discuss with the head coach. So here's my spiel for this year. I would say please be patient with me and the coaches and the trainers as we should be patient with you. This situation is ever-changing almost by the minute. And if we don't have an answer for you, if you have a question, we will try to get that for you. As I mentioned earlier, there are different educational options for the students. I don't know how all those scenarios will work out for athletes and parents. So again, I would say be patient because this is new to me as it is for all of you. If you aren't having your son or daughter attend school in the building every day, the traditional method, you may have to get them to school at time for practices and games. So I don't know if that's something you considered, but I'm just throwing that out there. Right now, as of this taping, there's no fans allowed at athletic events. Our plan is to stream every event home and away. We may need volunteers to help with that. If I do, I will put that out there and make arrangements to have that happen. So I don't even know how we're going to handle home events as far as, you know, dropping kids off or everything. But I can tell you my plan is right now is, you know, you can't even be outside the fence at the stadium watching the event. So, again, nothing official. Once we have figured that out, we will make sure that's communicated to everyone. But if you have any questions, please reach out to me via my cell phone, 280-0250, or my email address, douglas.dyke@beasd.net. And, you know, I'll help you out the best I can. So take care, stay safe, and hopefully we'll see you soon.